15. Self-denial boxes. Context. Self-denial boxes were an innovative idea championed by Mrs. White to forward the work among blacks. These were little boxes in which family members, parents and children, put money. The contents would go to help the blacks in the South. November 11th, 1904. To my brethren in America, I have a message for you. It is the duty of those in all parts of America to have a special regard for the men who are giving the powers of heart, mind, and soul to the work in the southern field. This field is a responsibility that does not rest upon the men and women only who are engaged in the work there. None should feel that they have no burden to carry in reference to this field. The wrongs that have existed in the past must not be repeated. Not one word of discouragement should be spoken to anyone engaged in the work. This field must be worked. Every grace is needed. That which has been done in sending out self-denial boxes is well-pleasing to God. By the use of these boxes, a double good is accomplished. Gifts are received for the advancement of the work, and the families in which these boxes are used receive an education in self-denial. The work for the colored people needs liberal offerings, and parents as well as children may do much by self-denial and sacrifice to aid this work. Parents, these self-denial boxes are a precious reminder in your home. Therefore, deny yourselves in order to be able to put money into them, just as long as there are needs to be supplied. A primary school should be fitted up in Huntsville for the education of colored children. Provision should also be made for those who can be prepared to minister to their own race. For this work, wise teachers are needed, and gifts of money are needed. Do not suppose that small offerings will not be appreciated. Larger gifts will also be needed. Self-sacrifice is called for at every step. It is a great work to prepare colored youth to teach their own race.